From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Most U.S. state legislatures will reconvene in January for the first time since Hamas' October 7th attack on Israel sparked a war in Gaza, and they're preparing to take action in response, both symbolic and concrete. Legislatures in at least 8 states that were in session late in 2023 have already condemned the attacks. In the October 7th attack, Hamas killed about 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and took about 240 others hostage. 2 higher-end models of the Apple Watch can go on sale again after a federal court temporarily lifted a sales halt ordered by the International Trade Commission over a patent dispute. The ITC ordered the halt in October to block Apple from using specific technologies underpinning a blood oxygen measurement system in its Series 9 and Ultra 2 watches. Apple has been embroiled in an intellectual property dispute with the medical technology company Masimo over those technologies. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. On December 19th, the California Department of Social Services' unannounced visit to Timber Ridge found that 10 residents' oxycodone was swapped with a different medication, sparking a law enforcement investigation. Eureka Times Standard reporting the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office now investigating possible elder abuse, theft of prescription medication, and possession of a controlled substance without a prescription after the facility reported its findings. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.